This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Kate Brown here, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Brevard Zoo. Kate, thanks for coming in. The Brevard Zoo is involved in a lot of environmental issues, and one of those happens to be our lagoon and the shoreline restoration. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Terry, for having me. We have been involved in lagoon restoration for nearly a decade in some form or fashion. Over the last few years now, we've been focusing specifically on our own backyard here in Brevard County and tackling the shorelines within our county borders to be able to prevent erosion from happening, to also put back our population of oysters to help filter out our lagoon and these excess nutrients that we've contributed to it, as well as planting shoreline vegetation to have that comprehensive living shoreline that ultimately gives us a more stable shoreline to help us as these storms get stronger and erosion continues to happen with development that continues. These are really long-term suitable solutions that are natural as opposed to more traditional hardened structures that are expensive and don't last as long.
Well, the thing that I particularly like about it is that everybody can get involved. So it's kind of like citizen scientists. So tell us about some of the specific programs that you do.
Absolutely. So we are a community-based restoration program. So we welcome all volunteers of any like and form, any age. There's always something to do to help our lagoon. So if you want to get involved, we always have postings on www.restoreourshores.org. Anything from caring for a mangrove at your house to planting them in the lagoon, to caring for oysters off a dock, if you may have it, on the lagoon, to building oyster reefs and constructing those breakwaters with us. Also going out to different areas to collect and harvest, to transplant certain things, and even helping to do community outreach events with anything from schools to clubs and even adult organizations.
Because education is key. If you can explain to people why the lagoon is in the condition that it's in and that they can actually help change it, that's so important.
Exactly. We want to harness everyone's passion for good. You know, there's nothing good with someone who wants to do something but doesn't know how to help. So we want to make sure that anyone that wants to get involved knows that they're aware of what's happening so they can pick what they need to do that suits their schedule, their capability, and we want to offer those opportunities to anyone that wants to come out with us or even do anything at their home.
All right. So when is the next opportunity for people to get involved, and how do they find out and sign up?
Yeah, so we actually are going to be out in the lagoon next weekend. All of our volunteer slots are full. That's quite a good problem to have. But after that, we anticipate late July. So keep an eye on the website that I referred to, the www.restoreourshores.org. Also, if you go to that website on the homepage, you can actually sign up for our monthly newsletter. And that way, the news comes to you. You don't have to keep checking back for what's going on. And that's, again, at therestoreourshores.org.
Great. All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming in and telling us about this great program that the zoo is involved in, and it's trying to get all the citizens involved, too. And if people want more information, restoreourshores.org. Kate, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.